Dairyland Seed Pride. It's what you get when the corn you grow stands as tall as... Thank you. That'll be all for now. I can take it from here. Excuse me. And who are you? I'm the new guy. Here to tell everyone that, starting now, we're going to start saying a little less and just let our performance do the talking. But I'm a voiceover professional. Talking is what I do. Yeah, but our corn hybrid lineup is the strongest it's ever been, with 210 top 5 finishers in 2020, first and university trials combined. So I'm afraid there's just not much to say when the data already says it all. What about Dairyland Seed Pride? Still there, and stronger than ever. Same with our dedicated team and around-the-clock support. Just now we have the numbers to simply shut up and yield. So you won't be needing me anymore? Sorry. But I love this job. That's what makes this so hard. See how Dairyland Seed corn hybrids bring the yield in your soils and conditions at DairylandSeed.com.
Welcome back to Farm Talk. Big Iron Week, and this Friday afternoon, it's still Big Iron Reports on a great day. It was a great show, a lot of great folks to talk to, and Preston Sundin from the Lake Region State College Precision Ag Center is here. You brought a bunch of students down, Preston.
Yeah, on Thursday, we brought 28 freshman students down to take in the sights here at Big Iron. Of the 28 students, I believe only one has been to Big Iron before. So 27 first-time Big Iron sightseers.
Well, thank you for bringing some newbies down. They're new to the Precision Ag Center.
Yeah, yep, brand new in our Precision Ag Center, and the first real true freshman group in our new ag building, and we're all moved in, and we're enjoying the heck out of it.
So what's in the fall semester, is that different than the spring semester?
We have a different lineup of classes. We try to do as much outdoor stuff as we can in the fall, and then, you know, in the closer to actual spring, we do as much stuff outside, but it's Precision Ag classes, business classes, agronomy classes in both semesters.
All right. And hands-on, and the field is right there. I suppose you're harvesting in the fall, planting in the spring, and all. Everything leads up to those two big landmark events on the farm.
Yeah, correct. So right now we are able to get some tarrogators in from normal our dealers around the area. So we've been building prescriptions with the sophomores and exporting them out, and they're going through setting up guidance lines and setting up for the fields. And then the freshmen, when we have the tarrogators in here, just get kind of the understanding of how they work and a little bit with the controllers. So when equipment's available, we grab it no matter what.
All right. Well, for years on Farm Talk, we've been great the promoters of and supporters of the Precision Ag Center at Lake Region State College in Devil's Lake. And so is Jason Hansen. And this year, Agronomy on Ice is kind of a like last year, a major fundraiser for you guys.
Jason Hansen's Agronomy on Ice is an unbelievable event, and we're just so glad to be able to piggyback off of that. So our students, we went out and bought a Glacier Ice House this past year, and we'll be raffling it off for the evening of Agronomy on Ice. So we're selling $100 chances for a 2021 all decked out Glacier Ice House.
It's a what do they call those Cadillac ice houses? They're ice castles.
Yeah, absolutely. This thing, air conditioned, heat. It could be, if you're not into fishing, it could be the home office. It could be the kids' playroom. It could be the guest bedroom. This thing could do about anything.
All right. So $100 chance, but it's all to support what you guys do.
Correct. Yep. It's a $100 bill for the ticket. Maybe a little steep, but you're supporting a very good program. Our students are the ones out promoting the raffle ticket, and we want it's for the event, be a part of the event. Any additional income we make out of it will go right back into student education, club trips, and it'll go, you know, back to the youth of agriculture.
Is there a way for people to come and see what you're doing, maybe visit your operation there, the brand new building?
Yeah, our door is always open. Coffee is always on. I try to think we're running a small little egg business. I think of our students as almost employees. I think of our building as almost a retail operation. We invite industry to bring things in. So there's always stuff in the building. And then if anybody's driving by Devil's Lake, by the college there, swing on into the campus. You can't miss the new Hofstede Ag Center, and walk right in the doors.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate the visit. And you have an open house next week, I hear.
Yeah, Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. will be our open house, ribbon cutting, open to the public. So if you're in the area, want to drive up, take a look at the building, stop on in 5 to 7 Wednesday.
All right. Now, for prospective students who, I'm going to take a year off from, you know, that's kind of the standard line for the folks who are unsure of what they want to do. Can they still start, or is it a little too late?
No, so we can start in spring semester. So it starts mid-January and get in on the classes. And that exact scenario you bring up happens a lot. We do always have a few of those types of students starting in January. So no problem at all.
Okay. Again, more information on what website? How do we find you online?
www.lrsc.edu, and you can navigate to the ag program from there. But social media, TikTok and Twitter is Let's Go Farming.
All right. Thank you. Preston Sundin, director of the Precision Ag Center at Lake Region State College, Devil's Lake, a great two-year program that will fold into four-year programs where?
We transfer into NDSU, Mayville, and University of Minnesota Crookston seamless. We have students transferring there from our program after they complete our program. We have multiple students doing that every year.
All right. Well, again, thanks for the good work you do in preparing the next generation of agriculture. Great work. Thank you, Preston.
Thanks for being a great supporter, Mick.
All right. You are very welcome. It's what we do, promoting all forms of agriculture, but pretty cool on the Lake Region State College Precision Ag Center. And again, if you want to get a ticket for that ice castle, again, how do they find somebody to do that?
I think for this crowd, our Twitter page is DM me on Twitter, Let's Go Farming, or on our website, which again, lrc.edu, and then navigate the egg program you can see right there on the homepage.
Okay, Preston, I better let you get back to chaperoning these 20-some students down that you brought down to Big Iron.
I appreciate the conversation, Mick.
You bet. Thank you.